My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? It's Thursday, September 5th, the day that the NFL is back. Anthony Haney over there, super producer, Craig Hoffman here. How you feeling on NFL is back day?
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Love it. Our football coverage presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every penny or every plan versus AT&T. That'd be weird if you're saving on pennies. You're saving on plans with T-Mobile versus AT&T. And Verizon's calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. I did it, Anthony. I threw the piece of paper over my head because I felt like it. Because that's the kind of day it is. We're throwing caution to the wind. We're throwing football into your ears. We're throwing Dan Orlovsky at you at 5 o'clock, breaking down Jaden Daniels' debut this weekend against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. What's up?
Let's get it.
All right. Should probably settle down to a radio show. If we're going to sprint for 3 hours, I don't know if we're going to make it.
You don't think so?
But we can get it. Hey, I did my favorite workout of my entire training cycle today, and it was the speed. It was good. Only took 30-second breaks, too. I was going to do 8 rounds. I did 12 because that good.
Oh, yeah.
That's what kind of day I'm having, Anthony Haney.
Oh, my God. I could tell.
I'm running. We did the NWSL show earlier on my women's sports YouTube. Alex Morgan retired 30 minutes beforehand, so we have breaking news. So, like, that's the kind of day I'm having. We're just running. I'm probably going to pass out at 9:30 tonight and not make the second half of this game because all of a sudden my body's going to go, oh, you're done? Night-night.
That would add up.
But until then, we're running. We're running.
Up here, baby. Let's get it.
And we have a question for you at 301-230-0980. Who is the second most important commander to the season? Now, we did a countdown before I went to France, Anthony. And do you remember who number two was on that list?
I think it was Bobby Wagner.
I think you're incorrect. I think Bobby Wagner was number three.
All right.
My answer was Frankie Louvu. Because I think he is the most important defender on this team for reasons that I can get into if need be. If I ask you, though, Anthony Haney, because that technically is my answer, right? But we didn't get a chance to talk through it with all the people. So at 301-230-0980, we're diving right in today. Who is the second most important commander to the 2024 season behind the obvious? Every team's most important player is their quarterback. And Jaden carries even more of a burden and weight because he's a first-round rookie, second overall pick. And, you know, we're going to feel a certain type of way about the direction of this franchise based off how he does. That's just an inescapable reality. I don't mean to put that on him. It's just the truth of the circumstances. But who is the next most important commander for this season?
This guy, in my mind, was also on our list, but I think he was towards the bottom. He was like either 9 or 10. But I'm going to go with Brandon Coleman, and I think the short-term and long-term future success of Brandon Coleman will dictate a lot of what we can do. And that's off of, you know, him being inserted in the starting lineup. When we made the list, we didn't know if he was going to start or not. Like, we knew he was in a position battle. But now that we see on the official roster that he's going to be the starting left tackle. If he can go out there and, you know, be that stalwart left tackle for, you know, years and or a decade to come, I think that's going to set up the success of Jaden Daniels for many years to come. You need somebody that's going to be able to protect your blind side. So if he can go out there and have success, and even if, you know, he struggled, you know, he has hiccups, he's in a tough division already. Pass rushers out the juju. So I think every week, week in, week out, he's going to have a good test. And if he can, you know, withstand some of those tests, have ups and downs, but progress along the way, I think having a starting left tackle and a starting quarterback that are both rookies for our team's success for years to come, I think that's super important. So I will go Brandon Coleman.
I don't disagree with anything you just said in terms of the importance of Coleman for the long term and like what it would mean to the franchise if they got a franchise left tackle in the third round of the same draft that they took their franchise quarterback first. However, the reason that we put him, or that I put him, I think it was ninth on that list. Maybe it was like seventh, but I'm pretty sure it was ninth, was the floor underneath him. And we talked about this a little bit yesterday as well in some different contexts in terms of best case, worst case for Coleman. And it goes back to what the worst case is, which is that he gets benched in favor of Cornelius Lucas. And while that is suboptimal, to say the least, we know that Cornelius Lucas is a serviceable swing tackle. He can be game planned around. It does limit your offense, his lack of mobility and his lack of movement. But he's solid at the things he does. They know what he is, which is part of the reason why they're trying to put someone else ahead of him. But at least it's not like you're dead in the water. It's not like, you know, some of these other positions where, like, if Frankie Louvu goes out, who's the backup Frankie Louvu? I guess Jordan McGee is going to do his best impression, but, like, that is a guy that you paid big money in a free agent contract compared to, I think McGee was a fifth-round rookie. So it is a bit of a, like, to me, to say that he is the most, or the second most important guy behind Jaden, belies the reality that there is a safety net underneath Coleman that even, like, we just don't know. Realistically, Anthony, if we were to say we need to win a game tomorrow or win a game on Sunday, and it was the last game that was ever played, we're not talking about trying to develop a guy for a future. Are we even sure that Brandon Coleman is better than Cornelius Lucas right now? I know the things that he can do better. I know the skill set of why they're starting him and the appeal, and I am all on board with that. But we truly don't know if he's actually even better right now than Cornelius Lucas or Trent Scott, for that matter, because we haven't really seen Brandon Coleman play in the preseason, nevertheless a regular season game.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of questions definitely surrounding the guy, but I think this season, I don't think people have lofty expectations for the Commanders. Like, if we go out there and go 8-9, 7-10, I think a lot of people will consider that a successful season. But I guess it wouldn't be fair, but I guess I am looking, you know.
You're taking the longer view.
I'm taking the longer view as opposed to, you know, the immediate. So, again, I'm just looking at his progression. Like, if he goes out there and proves to everybody that he is better than a Cornelius Lucas, he is better than a Trent Scott, he's better than Andrew Wiley, things of that nature, I think that's going to, you know, have a lot of people optimistic about what we could be, because guess what? We can build around this guy right here. We have Sam Cosmi locked up for the future. So that's two guys on the offensive line. If they pan out, we'll know for certain what they are behind, in front of, you know, our rookie quarterback.
Not only that, you would not know, you don't have to spend high draft capital that guy next year. And to say, like, okay, left tackle, check. Now you can spend bigger money on wide receiver, corner, edge, or first round pick on wide receiver, corner, edge, other positional or premium positions. So if that's your rationale, I don't think you're wrong. If you're looking just through the lens of 2024, there's other guys that make the argument for. Yeah. What about you? And by you, I mean out there on the phone. It's not Anthony. He just made his argument. 301-230-0980. We will get to the calls. Who is the second most important Commander on the 2024 team? That is next on the Hoffman Show.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.